pie just because the white it is.
Now, if you could cook them in hot water, what would you call them?
Well, you boil them. Just boil the eggs.
Now, if you could crack them and let them fall out of the shell into hot water, what are they called?
Poached egg.
Now, fat salt pork is called what?
Fat what?
Salt pork.
Fat salt pork? Plate meat. Plate meat is fat.
The fat salt part pork. Is called plate meat?
Yeah. Just plain meat. Call it plate meat. Now they call it sow belly meat. Uh-huh. Belly meat.
And what?
Just the plain fat salt meat. Call it plate meat. Oh, they did call it plate meat. And some people call it back. Fat back. Uh-huh. You see, people call it by a different name, two or three different names.
What do you call the salt or sugar cured meat you might boil with greens?
Bacon or ham.
What if you had no lean to it, then what you call it?
Well, to tell you the truth, ham don't have much, tell me, don't have no lean to it?
Yes.
Well, I can call this streak of lean, streak of fat. You see, you got meat called streak of lean, streak of fat. And another meat ain't got no lean in it, called it fat back. Uh-huh. Now, since they got the...
If it had a good bit of lean, then you would call it...
You call it streak of lean, streak of fat.
I see.
You see, since they've been got this commercial way of putting up meat and all like that and renamed it and all like that, see, different. You get a piece of meat, it got a wrap on it, and it got a name, what they call it. And if you don't buy none and watch all that, you won't know what the name. All I know, it's called meat. It ain't got no lean. They call it fatback or plate meat.
Well, when you cut the side of a hog, what did you call it?
Call it chop. The side, the rear part, is chop. That's the side.
It is?
Yeah.
That's the side of a
hog. That way he gets his chops out of it from his backbone, come down. He gets his chops out of
well,
there.
What kind of meat do you have for breakfast?
Bacon. All that the side meat and belly meat of a Hampshire hog, they're bacon.
The outside of the bacon is called the what?
Skin, well, I know.
The kind of meat you buy and then slice thin to eat with your eggs is called what?
That's bacon, what you buy. It's already sliced as thin as that. It ain't nothing but a cracker when you fry it. It's the egg, is it?
Right.
It's big.
The kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain is called what?
Sausages. I'm going to link sausages.
Now, who sells this meat? Who sells
what is store man called? He's a retailer.
Who cuts the meat?
He's the back there fellow back there.
Yeah.
I guess you don't call him a butcher.
Do you?
Yeah,
I think that's what you call him.
Well, the butcher then. He gets the meat in large quantities and cuts it up. Maybe it's the butcher.
Right. Now, if the meat has been kept too long, you would say that the meat has done what?
The meat has got strong. If it's kept too long, it's got strong.
Suppose it's not any good anymore. You might say, this meat is what?
Kinky.
Okay, now if I said if it's no good, it's totally ruined, you say this meat is what?
Yeah, well, this meat is, if it's no good, it's just good to be thrown away to the dump.
You would say the meat is what? This meat has done what?
Spoil.
Right.
Spoil.
Oh, after you butcher a hog, what would you make with the meat from its head?
Sausages, call it hog head cheese, salsa, cheese, they call it both names.